In the past 25 years, microfinance has become a key tool in the fight against poverty. It began by NGOs in developing countries supplying microcredit, or small loans, for small enterprises. This week, a conference in Rome took a look at the state of the industry. Charles Collins has this report.
The poor have never been considered good risks by banks. They don't have collateral, and they often don't have permanent addresses. This is where NGOs began stepping in about 30 years ago, offering the poor small loans to help them lift themselves out of poverty.
I was in Tanzania, and I was talking to a woman who had taken several loans from a microfinance institution. She has been able to grow a business, and she's taken the income from that business, and she no longer has to kneel in front of her husband and beg for money for the children's school fees and their food. And at that moment, that's when I became a missionary for microfinance.
Deborah Barrand is the International Transactions Clinic Director at the University of Michigan Law School. This week in Rome, she attended a conference on microfinance hosted by the International Development Law Organization, an intergovernmental group devoted to promoting the rule of law.
We're trying to balance safety and protection of financial systems in the sector with being able to allow a lot of innovation to take place.
Program manager of the IDLO's microfinance program, Jamie Hubbard, says microfinance helps integrate the poor into the world's economy.
There are large sectors of the population that are excluded from any sort of financial service. They rely on the informal sector. They rely on the money lender. They rely on charity. And financial inclusion is about giving them access to high-quality financial services.
Banks have begun to notice. What began as a non-profit business promoted by NGOs is slowly attracting others. Microfinance has been so successful, it can now be profitable for financial institutions.
If we don't stop this trend in 25 years from now, microfinance could be a very dirty word.
Chuck Waterfield has been involved in the microfinance world for 25 years. He started his company, Microfinance Transparency, to help ensure that the poor are protected from unscrupulous providers.
It could be like the new pawn shop industry, where the only people really involved in microfinance are those that are in it not to alleviate poverty, not for social impact, but because it's a nice way to make a good profit off of poor people.
Yet most see the involvement of the private sector as vital to the industry. Grace Rubambe once worked for the Bank of Tanzania and is now a private consultant.
NGOs were never really sustainable. We need sustainable services. And to get sustainable services, you have to bring in the private sector that has the funds. You have to bring in banks, because banks have more resources than NGOs that would depend on donor funding.
Rubambe also says there are unscrupulous operators out there, and proper regulation is necessary to the industry, which is why the IDLO is involved in microfinance. Jamie Hubbard explains.
So what we're trying to do is to pull in these local legal professionals and to really involve them in the industry. So we believe that in issues of consumer protection, it's the most appropriate response to problems which are legal. In terms of educating government on the impact of laws and regulation, we believe that's also the role for the advocate. They understand the local commercial laws and they can best explain to a regulator how that law or how that new regulatory policy is going to impact their clients.
Those involved in microfinance all agree that regulation is tricky, since conditions differ from place to place, and no one wants to stifle the innovation, which is so important to this new industry. I'm Charles Collins.